This recording, Australia 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to a legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Australia, and I was actually born in Coburg. I lived most of my life in Coburg, and when I was in high school, about year 10, my family moved to Pasco Vale, which was probably about 5-10 minutes away from Coburg. Pasco Vale is a really nice suburb, actually. It's full of wide streets and there are lots of trees. It's a fairly quiet area. I think that most of the residents are, middle-aged to a bit older. So, it's a fairly quiet area. Well, something I remember that just comes to mind was when I was in primary school, during the summer holidays, we used to go to the local pool nearly every day, so we'd get together with cousins, relatives and friends, and we'd walk down there, which was almost like, a 20 to 30 minute walk, and it was just fantastic being able to do that during the summer holidays with friends, and we'd walk through the Coburg Lake, and it was just a lovely walk. Well, I remember that I was obsessed with the idea of learning how to dive from the high board, and it took me months to be able to get the courage to do that. And I remember feeling on one occasion that I thought I was just going to throw myself in, and I actually took the dive, and it was a fantastic moment for me to be able to do that.
What kinds of kids hung out at the Coburg? Was it the Coburg Pool?
It was the Coburg Pool.
Yeah, what kinds of kids hung out at the Coburg Pool?
I think there were like a variety of different cultural groups. There were Italians, Lebanese, Turkish, Anglo-Saxon, Greeks. There were lots of... It was a fairly multicultural area.
Mm. Do you speak another language at home?
Yes, I speak Greek and I also speak Turkish.
So where are your parents from originally?
My parents are from Greece. They were born in the northern part of Greece in a place called Kozani. Mm-hmm.
Hence they speak Greek and Turkish. Is that how that happened?
Well, my grandmother also spoke Turkish. Mm-hmm. She was not a very fluent Greek speaker, but because she was with us for most of her life, we had to learn to speak the Turkish language. So I was speaking English, Greek and Turkish at home.
So you still speak three languages?
Yeah, I still speak three languages. We don't use Turkish as much anymore because my grandmother's passed away. Mm-hmm.